Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Craig Breslow, who I felt like answered every question at that thing yesterday. I feel like almost every single question was directed to him. Cora spoke briefly. Kennedy had some things to say. But most of not all of them, but like most of the questions were for Breslow. Or it certainly seemed that way when I was watching it and listening to it. And a lot of it, I think that's a good thing too, by the way. If a lot of the questions are to Cora, it's usually, what about this? What happened with this? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And there weren't a lot, for Cora anyway this year, I think it was a good year for Cora. I think Alex Cora should look at that year and be proud of it. Not just because they made the playoffs, but because of what that roster really was. How you have a lot of role players on that roster, a lot of guys who weren't everyday players here. And who you had to really mix and match with on a nightly basis over a long, long baseball season. I mean, to have to do that every single night basically was... I don't think an easy thing for Alex Cora. And I know that, you know, we're in an era now where matchups are everything and there's a ton of platoon players and all of that. But I feel like with the Red Sox in particular, it's not like you were talking about 30, 35 home run hitters here. You were talking about guys who had good numbers against lefties and in the times that they played were productive, and all of them kind of went in the tank at the same time at the end there. But, you know, that was a weapon that they had that kind of compensated for the fact that they weren't really much of a slugging team. They weren't a big home run hitting team. Alex Bregman was considered the big right-handed power bat that they brought in, and he did provide that, but he only hit in the teens in home runs, partially because of his injury, but also partially because he fell off at the end of the year and may not be the power hitter that we were hoping that he was when we signed him. I remember Alex Cora addressing the defense today. People asked him about the defense, and that was certainly a valid critique. And he pointed to some of the advanced metrics saying, you know, we did lead the league in errors, but in terms of this stat and that stat and all these other defensive, you know, the nerdy stats, we were 10th, 11th, middle of the pack, that type of thing. And he might be right. I have no idea. But you got to clean up those errors. You just have to clean up those errors. Those errors lead to runs. You could be, chasing down line drives and getting the balls that you don't normally get to, which I understand Alex Bregman is an upgrade over someone like Rafael Devers. It's not even close in terms of what they do defensively, but that doesn't mean that when Bregman commits an error and allows a run to score, that suddenly hand waved that away because he was better than Rafael Devers. Like, that's still, you have to clean that up. You have to be a team that can clean up stuff like that, especially if you're fielding the ball better than you would think, especially if you're getting the more of those type of hits. Well, then you have to actually follow through with it. Otherwise, it's not really worth anything. You know, okay, well, yeah, we're getting all these extra balls, but with all the errors, it kind of washed out in the end, and it was sort of like we weren't really getting all those extra balls in the first place. And I just sort of think that that's like circular reasoning. And really, if you're concerned about that, then make that an emphasis in the offseason. Craig Breslow did talk about what the emphasis will be in this offseason, and he started right away with the pitching staff, Joe, if we could.
No one will sit in this seat and say that there's enough pitching in the organization. I think we saw that in the second half, and we could list out the pitchers that were on the IL, and it just means that depth is so critically important. So, like I said, when we talk about pursuing opportunities to improve the team, bringing in pitching is certainly one of them.
Yeah, and it should be. But I also think that was a tough question for him to answer without sounding like a whiny, that we get too many injuries type of baby, which I don't like when guys like him do that. But I also don't, you can't deny it this year. You can't deny this year that the injuries devastated
right. It was a reasonable amount of injuries and guys who just didn't live up to it. Walker Buehler, just to name a guy.
Sure. And Walker Buehler, Dustin May, that was sort of a desperation move at the deadline too. But I think they did that sort of looking at what their situation was and knowing that, and I'm sort of saying this in retrospect right now, but if they wanted to finish that season strong, then trading away Connolly early, trading away Peyton Tolley, and some of these guys who ended up Kyle Harrison, guys who ended up pitching relevant and important starts for you down the stretch, including a postseason game, you trade those guys away for Joe Ryan and something happens to Joe Ryan, and then you're really SOL. Then you're calling up Ponce de Leon again, getting him off the beach and having him come pitch for you in the playoffs. And listen, again, I don't like making excuses. I didn't really want to do that at all during the pregame this year. All throughout the pregame show, I did not like coming up with excuses for why certain things happened that didn't go their way. And, listen, I thought this whole broadcast, all of the Red Sox games that got broadcast, Will Fleming, Middlebrooks, Lenny, Sean, Monaco, Lou, Joe, everybody, Cooper Boardman, everybody who was a part of it, did not let this team off the hook this year. They were critical. They were critical when the situation called for it, obviously. Listen, we're all a bunch of honks when it comes down to it. But when the situation called for it, it was a pretty critical broadcast, more so than in years past, I think. I like to think I set the tone with that. But, you don't buy into excuses. You can't just make an excuse for everything and expect fans around here to be placated by that. It doesn't work that way. You look around, you see what's going on with these other teams, you see what other teams are doing, you see what other teams did at the trade deadline. That's what makes it most frustrating, is you saw other teams go out there and really make a commitment to shoring up their rotation. Shane Bieber's pitching for the Blue Jays tonight. Shane Bieber, who was a Cy Young Award winner, 3 years ago? Whenever it was? And he was on the trade block, and he was coming off an injury, and it was a bit of a risk, but they went out and they took it. Dustin May was a bit of a risk, too. But I'd go with Bieber 10 times out of 10. They were willing to go there. They were willing to pony up the extra capital to get a guy like him. The Red Sox weren't. The Red Sox, I think, felt like the moves that they made were them going above and beyond, because those were probably moves that when you punched them into the computer, spat back out, now it does not compute. Trading a prospect for Steven Matt does not compute with us. The value's not there, blah, 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 whatever they say. And same thing with Dustin May. And I think the Red Sox sort of looked at that and said, nope, it's too important. We got to make these trades. And they thought that those two trades, even though they weren't really anything, were them really going above and beyond and trying to, throw their old routine out the window and make something happen there. Yes, Joe?
Well, I would just want to push back on that, because if we remember those last 30 minutes or so of the deadline, there came that report that the Sox are making a last effort push for Joe Ryan. And a lot of those opinions, at least from the people I talked to, kind of have that feeling that Craig Breslow was more focused on getting that Joe Ryan trade, that he didn't have any other backup moves. So he went last minute and probably did what you were saying, typing in the numbers.
Okay, well, can I push back on that? Ryan's been an ace this entire year. You finally decide you're going to make a push for him at the very last second at the trade deadline. Where was all that waiting around when Rafael Devers was on the trade block? Where was all this patience, and we're going to wait until the very last minute? You were ready to move on from Rafael Devers months before the trade deadline. So don't tell me you had to wait till the last minute with Joe Ryan. I'm sorry. That doesn't mean anything to me. You made a choice to do that. Not you, but Breslow and the front
office. I specifically
office.
Called Craig Breslow and said 5:20. It was like, listen, Joe Ryan, he's good.
And I think the Red Sox would have been much better off here in the playoffs with Joe Ryan and, Bayo is your third guy and having Ryan go after Crochet. I thought that would have been a really sick 1-2 punch there. You're probably on to the next round if that's what you end up having. And you're putting that up against Rodon and probably not Schlittler. But you know what? If you had Joe Ryan, you don't even see Schlittler. You know, you have Joe Ryan, you're on to the next round. You're already getting your ass kicked by the Blue Jays, like, right now. So, that's...
I just sidetracking real quick. I think they'd put up more of a fight than the Yankees would.
I think the Braintree Little League team would be putting up more of a fight than the Yankees are. By the way, we don't get Fox Sports 1 in here. I just tried putting it on. Did you see me throwing a little temper tantrum during the commercial break? That's why. I put it on Fox Sports 1, and it's like, oh, there's something wrong with the dish in here. What do you mean there's something wrong with the dish? I got every other channel except that one, the one I want to watch. It'd be one thing if it's like, oh, you don't subscribe to this channel, which we don't subscribe to half the channels on this thing here. But we do get Fox Sports 1. I know we get it. Are you getting it in there? 219, or is it giving
you
that
same thing?
No,
I'm not getting it either.
Okay, so what? Something's going on.
There is some rain coming in, so it could be weather-related.
It could be weather-related. Maybe the Yankees aren't letting people from outside the tri-state area watch the game now. They don't even want you to watch it on TV anymore. Forget about going to Yankee Stadium. You can't even watch it in Boston. They know it's going to bring us like a tiny little shred of joy to see the Yankees get eliminated. They're like, no, yeah, you can't watch. Yeah. We're the Yankees. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Ryan's in Boston. He has a thought on Joe Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, Akin. How you doing, dude?
What's up?
Hope all is well. Hey, I just got a quick question. I mean, I'm all in on the Sox needing another arm and, you know, preferably a righty bat. With that being said, everybody's been throwing Joe Ryan around for, it seems like, the past 18 months. I don't understand why this organization is so infatuated with him. I get he was an ace this season, and I understand all that, but you're the Red Sox, man. You have a loaded franchise. You have that Rafi Devers money. You have money before the Rafi Devers money. You can go get anybody. Why are they so hyper-focused on this one player? I don't understand. Can you explain it to me?
Sure. I mean, I don't know if I can tell you exactly why they like this one guy and not, you know, other pitchers. There's other guys like Cabrera and in Florida and some other guys that I liked at the deadline that didn't end up moving. But I can tell you with Joe Ryan, what's attractive about him to me is the fact that he's under 30 years old. His contract, I believe, how many years does he have in his contract?
If they had acquired him at the deadline, he would have had 2 extra seasons of control.
Okay.
So he would have been through next year and the year after that.
Okay, yeah, his earliest arbitration eligible in 2026, earliest free agency in 2028. So there's a couple of years of control there too, which is what drove the price up, I think, beyond what the Red Sox were willing to part with. But that said, I mean, you know, you're not talking about some kid who was a flash in the pan here. You're talking about a guy who is a good pitcher, and in 3 of his 5 seasons, he's given you an ERA of like 3.60 or under. That's pretty good. His whip in his career, he doesn't walk anybody. He has a career whip of 1.063, which means that he is very, very good around the strike zone, doesn't walk a lot of guys. He was an all-star this past year. He struck out a ton of guys. Had a big strikeout numbers 2 years ago, too, hovering right around 200. I mean, listen, infatuated? I don't know if I'm infatuated with him, But if he's somebody that's out there on the block and the Twins are blowing up their roster like they did here at the deadline, then that's someone the Red Sox should be in on. They just had big-time success with Garrett Crochet. You could say the same thing about Garrett Crochet. Why were they so obsessed with him? And going out there, they tried to trade for him at last year's deadline. Didn't work out. They went back at it in the offseason, ended up getting him, signed him to a big extension. You sign Joe Ryan, you extend him, I'd be happy with that. I think that'd be a good use of the Rafael Devers money. That's what you do when you're a big market team, Ryan. Like, that's what I, when I think of big market teams, when I think of the Dodgers and the Yankees and, you know, the Phillies and the Cubs, all these big market teams and how they're moving and operating right now, that's what they're doing. They're going out and they're getting the Joe Ryans of the world.
And you won't believe the number of people who push back against a Garrett Crochet trade. They now look stupid.
Yeah, I don't remember a lot of people doing that, but yeah, I'm sure there were. I'm sure there were people out there
that Twitter more often.
Didn't believe that he could go deep into a season like he did, that he wasn't, you know, ready for the bright lights of Boston. I'm sure there's a lot of reasons. I didn't really subscribe to any of them. But sure, yeah. I mean, listen, you're gonna find someone, Chris Broussard, you're gonna find someone who disagrees almost every single time. I find them all on the text line and on Twitter every single time I open
it
up. It's true. I do, Chris, but what can you say? Let's go to Johnny in Brooklyn. Hey, Johnny.
Darkhand, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Guy, what's up?
Yo, all right. Nice to have a football team again,
yes.
But I called on the Red Sox here. Kyle Schwarber, are we in, we out? Is there any shot? Is it going to cost too much money? Is that a fair trade for the Devers thing? What's your take? Thanks, Dan.
Kyle Schwarber, thanks for the call, Johnny. I'd love Kyle Schwarber back. He's 0 for his last 21. I don't know if you've been watching him. He sucks right now. I mean, everybody in the Phillies kind of sucks right now. Bryce Harper's not doing anything. Castellanos, Trey Turner, all those guys. They're all coming up really small right now. And the Phillies are getting some heat for it. And Dave Dombrowski's getting some heat for it. And he doesn't deserve to be. I think he's doing everything you want a guy to do in that position. Be careful, Philly. Don't you run him off. I'd take him back here in a cocaine heartbeat. Are you kidding me? I would take him back here so fast. And that was not a Mark Sanchez joke. But I would take him back here very, very quickly. And that's not even because I dislike Craig Breslow. It's just because I liked his attitude. I liked the way the team operated when he was in charge. I liked the freedom that they gave him. And if they gave Breslow that kind of freedom, and they sort of did this past offseason, then I'd feel differently about it. But, you know, Breslow, he's out there in Philly. He made that team a 96-game winner, and they're starting to get a little uneasy. I would just say, watch out, Philly. The grass isn't always greener. Okay, on the other side of that fence there. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. One other thing that they talked about at pretty good length was the situation with Alex Bregman. And is Alex Bregman going to resign? Do you expect that he's going to resign? Do you want him to opt in? And what was that all going to be about? And here is how they answered that question. I'm sorry, Alex Bregman. And this was, by the way, before we get to this Bregman sound, you notice who wasn't there? You notice John Henry wasn't there? Is anyone surprised John Henry wasn't there? I'm a little surprised he wasn't there. I thought that would have been a pretty nice opportunity for John Henry to give a little FaceTime to the local media, maybe light up a Cuban or two, and sit there and, you know, speak a little bit, let people hear his voice. He's nothing if not a bit of a front runner, right? You know, the team's looking good. I thought maybe he'd be there, but he wasn't. Anyway, here's what they said about Alex Bregman.
You know, I think best to keep those conversations internal. Obviously, Alex has the right, you know, kind of as structured in his contract to opt out, and he's going to do what's best for, you know, for his family. At the same time, I will not miss an opportunity to talk about his contributions on the field, in the clubhouse, to the coaching staff, to the front office. You know, every conversation we've had, I learned something. I think that impact and influence has rubbed off on his teammates, and by all accounts, he's loved his time in Boston as well.
To that end, then, what is the significance to the 2026 Red Sox to keeping him?
You know, I mean, I think we'll let that play out, but the significance would be, you know, having, you know, a great player, a proven winner, a strong defender, someone who fits this park really well on our roster.
Okay, saying all the right things. It's going to come down to one guy, and that guy is not Alex Bregman. It's going to come down to Scott Boras, and it's going to come down to what the market is for Bregman outside of Boston here. If I'm another team, I look at this Bregman season, and I have a lot of things you got to weigh, you know, a lot of pros and cons you got to weigh here with Alex Bregman. The biggest pro is, and this is no pun intended, but his professionalism, his leadership ability, his defense at third base, his influence in the locker room, his influence over younger players. All those things are very important. And I think a big part of the what makes the Alex Bregman experience so positive. But also, if I'm a team like Detroit, if I'm a team like whoever needs a third baseman out there or a right-handed power bat, and I'm looking at this season and I'm looking at what he did at Fenway Park. Again, I mean, the splits are what they are, but he was not – a lot of people expected him to come to Fenway and mash and just mash all year long and just wear out that green monster. And he was one of those prototypical Fenway swing type of guy. You know, everybody says that whenever the Red Sox sign anybody, oh, he's got a great swing for Fenway. Just say that Fenway is small. Stop saying they have a great swing for Fenway. Just say it's a small ballpark, and if they're right-handed, then they're probably going to get a lot of doubles, you know, and what would have been pop-outs in a lot of other places. But the point is, with Alex Bregman, even when you go with the home and away splits, he was on the road a .296 hitter this year. At home, he only hit .246. He had a higher OPS on the road than he had at home. And all that to say this, if he wasn't really mashing at Fenway, how do you think he's going to do at Comerica? How do you think he's going to do in San Diego? Or how do you think, not that San Diego needs it, but you know what I mean? Like some of the bigger parks, and if that's your everyday guy, how do you expect that that's going to go? He tapered off quite a bit at the end of the season, and the same thing happened last year in Houston, and that's why Houston was ready to let him go. It's a big investment, and it's one that the Red Sox were willing to make. They paid him $40 million for this season, so they are in on the Alex Bregman experience to an extent, but it's really just going to come down to what Scott Boras asks for. And the Red Sox have many, many times before backed away from the negotiating table with Boras because they just thought it was too much. And I don't know if what they saw this year pushes them in the direction of we'll overspend and spend too much, or conversely, we don't really love what we saw at the end of the year, and sorry, Scott, we'd like to have him, but the price just isn't right, you know, like Pawn Stars style. Like, I'd really love to have this thing, but I got to make some money too here. You know what I mean? Like how Rick Harrison always treats every single one of those guys. Oh, it's worth $50,000. I'll give you 10. You know, I got to make money on it. You know how it works. And that's, I think, sort of what's going on here. A bit of a Pawn Stars conundrum with Alex Bregman.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.